Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about supernatural or divine enlargement. Last Sunday, I spoke to you about only vagabonds suffer. As part of that series, I'm going to speak to you tonight about the benefits of divine covering, or the benefit of fatherly covering. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 15, which is our foundational scripture, verse number 11, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servant. And he arose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Look at what the father said, verse 22. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be what? Merry. And his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that is mine is thine. Praise the Lord. So we are going to talk about, it's going to be very brief, benefits of fatherly covering, or if you like, call it benefit of divine covering. Please take your seat. When I spoke to you about part one of only vagabonds suffer, we talk about the fact that there is nothing wrong asking God for your portion, because every child has a portion with a father, and fathers live for the grace to secure portions for two sons. Problem now is lack of patience to continue to flourish under the covering of the father, and that causes destinies to get truncated, frustrated, and sometimes destinies collapse as a result of that impatience to stay under the covering of the father. And the problem now is trying to be on your own is you are trying to use your own efforts to sustain yourself. And so doing that gives environmental forces the access to destroy you. It gives Satan the access to your life to destroy you. The young guy took his portion and went to a far country. A far country means that the son was far from provision, he was far from protection, and he was far from promotion. Because in the house of his father, all these things were there without any conditionality, without any payment. He had provision, he had protection, he had promotion. When the famine of the far country, the famine was in the far country, not in the father's house. And when that famine struck, after he had received his portion, he now got into trouble. In the father's house was more provision for everyone. The famine was in the far country. It was not in the father's house. No matter how much provision or portions you have, if it is not under the right covering, something will waste it in your life. And here, the divine covering we are talking about is the covering of the Holy Spirit, staying under the covering of God the Father. That I'm a child of God, the Lord has blessed me with a portion, and that portion may be marriage, that portion may be ministry, that portion may be finances, it may be a job, it may be children. Are you here with me at all? It's a portion that gives you a visa to travel. It gives you some opportunities with some people. Once you have that portion, there are different ideas that will start rising in your heart. We read in Luke chapter 12 when the man filled his barn and he started having ideas that were, ungodly. So this young man took his portion. He could have stayed in his father's house to build his business under the covering and supervision of his father. But what did he do? He went to a far land. You know, our impatience and independent spirit is one of the reasons why you can easily waste a great portion that has been given to you by the Father. When you have marriage and you start taking unilateral decisions, it's my own marriage, then it's like God is no longer part of the equation. You don't want the supervision of the Father. It's my wife. What I say is what you must do. What I want is what my stay here. You know, this is that, da 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 da, da 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 da. When you forget that there is nothing that we have which was not given to us by God, including a spouse. You know, when the king wanted to touch Abraham's wife, the Lord rebuked the king and said, "Hey, you are touching a woman that I have not given to you. This woman is somebody's wife. And it's a covenant wife to this person. Don't touch this person." You shouldn't get to that point where God has blessed you so much that you become a covenant breaker. You don't mind whatever goes, anything goes. I am at ease. I will eat. Tell my soul to be blah blah. You are a law to yourself. You are a God to yourself. You are a rule to yourself. You shouldn't get to that point. And money will expose what is in your heart. Power will expose what is in your heart. We didn't know what this young man could do until he received a full portion. Even the father didn't know. But when he received resources, he now began to, all the distance began to rise in him. You know, when people are in church and they are believing God and they don't have what God has promised to give them or what they are asking God to give them, maybe they will have a certain measure. But when the real blow has not come, we don't know what you will do. So every time you pray for the capacity to be calming down when the real blow comes. Because you are so good when you are courting until you marry, then, well, away bus. And it's like another thing has come up. And now that I'm your husband, when I say sleep, sleep. Hey, are you my God? Be calming down. Be calming down. I was sleeping before you came. Just be calming down. Be calming down, pa. Then some people don't have a job. Once they get a job. Yeah. Once they get a job. The portion has come. Going to a far country. You see that they are in the father's house in the choir. Once they get a job, they leave the choir. Go to a far country. They sit and give their face a certain posture and certain facial expression that, you know, when we had nothing to do, we're always at rehearsal. But now that we are serious people, as if those of us here, we are not serious. You know, power will not change you. Power will reveal what is in your heart. Resources will not change you. Resources will reveal what is in your heart. And so we pray that God will preserve all of us. Say amen. Amen. Now we'll go into it some other time. But the point I'm making is that this brother went into a far country and started having challenges. Watch this. In verse 13, we see that and not many days, the younger son gathered everything and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his resources. So exiting the covering of the father means that, one, the son was no longer connected, even though the father was still connected. And if you are a child of God, you should watch this. You know, throughout the story in the Bible, that even though the son went to the foreign, in fact, the Bible says that when he came to his senses, he now remembered his father. It means that when he went to the far country, he just forgot entirely about his father. No connection. I mean, there's a way that God will bless you and you forget about tithe. There's a way that God will bless you and you forget about first fruit. There's a way that God will bless you and you will forget about the God that blessed you. He just forgot. David was one person who never forgot the Lord. And when Michael was just mocking him for dancing, he said, brother, sister, me, I'm not like your father. Your father is a fine man. When he stood, the whole Israel saw that. Bemeni, me, I'm a shepherd boy, a bush boy. Even my family, they don't remember. They didn't remember I existed. Me so many why. Me nya me a dear me fear. Oh, well, Radi, me nya, because you hear me keen about me. Raoul, me a bedroom. Mana wasia, and yo, Ama manina, Momra me radia, yeah. Only be a D. Only me a D. No, yeah. Only me a D. No, yeah. Oine, yami, tumfo. Oni mi edi nuye aya nyame tumufo oni mi edi oni mi akanu. Oh, say you know the song. Oni mi akanu ye. The son disconnected from the father, but the father was still connected. As for God, he never leaves his own. It is you that will leave the umbrella of God and allow the son to smite you, allow the rain to beat you, but God's covering is consistent. His covering is constant. It is you that shift. You leave the will of God. You step out of the way, because sometimes your carnality can tell you that your money can be your foundation. Your job can be your sustenance. Adam ran and hid behind a tree and got some leaves and covered himself. God came and said, Adam, where are you? When he showed up, God said, why are you naked? He thought he had covered himself. God said, you are naked. You see, only God can cover us. If I'm here, it's not because I'm prayerful. If I'm here, it's because God has been holding me. Are you here with me at all? We put our confidence in the covering of the Lord. Not in our ability to pray. Not in our ability to fast. Not in our ability to give tithe or whatever. Because we know that except the Lord watches over the house, you can put watchmen there. You can put watchmen there. And it won't be good security for you. God had to kill an animal and cover Adam. Sometimes what you think is a covering is really not a covering. Supernaturally, it's not. This guy was fully exposed because he had disconnected himself from the Father. I'm praying that nobody would disconnect themselves from the covering of the Lord. In verse 17 says that, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. So the proper spiritual sense that a believer should have is to remain under the Father's covering. So remain under the covering of Jesus Christ. And I've been pointing out to you that these days people are putting nyanya in their cars. Tamie who lives in their cars. Do you understand? People are putting things in their car as if, and they've been told that traditionally these things will drive away demons and it will protect them and all of that. Listen to me very carefully. A leaf cannot protect you. It is Jesus that can protect you if you are a Christian. I don't know about the other religions, but if you say you are a child of Jesus Christ, it cannot be that some candle in your car or in your house is your protection. It cannot be. So this brother, he came to his senses. There is a particular spiritual mind that God wants us to have. That is for the Israelites to remain under the eagle's wings of the God of Israel and not to try to fraternize with Baal, Beelzebub, or any of these foreign idols that look very attractive on your way to the promised land. Or whilst you are in the promised land, you will have all these idols whose worship look very attractive, and yet they cannot offer you the covering. Are you with me at all? The real sense is to have the consciousness of the Father with you all the time. That's the real sense. And there are reasons why when you have this consciousness of the Father with you, it will inure to your benefit. In verse 15 and 16, number one benefit. Number one. Now, I just even want to say that in 15 and 16, he says that he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. This guy in his father's house was served by servants. He woke up, food was on table. He was a royal. I mean, you could see that this guy was royalty personified. But when he left the covering, he joined himself to a father. It is what I call a fake father. So true fathers have the spiritual capacity to position sons in fruitful and honorable ventures. And here, I'm talking about when the Lord himself is your covering. When the Lord himself is your covering, he has the capacity to position you in fruitful and honorable ventures. This guy's situation worsened when the fake father tried to help him. In fact, the man he met in the foreign land, he tried to help him. He employed him. Is that not so? Put him in his farm full of swines. But that help wasted him the more. His case became worse. That is what happens when, you know, there is entra and in a crescent. It's called deception. Yeah, it can sound sweet in your ears. May even look good on the eye test. But it is still not the original.
This is Gucci Togo. So the man offered himself as a father to this guy that the Bible refers to him as prodigal. But his fathering worsened his life. May you not look for something that looks like the Lord and embrace for your destruction. Say amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you are there. I feel like saying this thing. I feel like saying this thing. You are there as a man. The wife God has given you is there, but you feel like your secretary is better than your wife. I'm feeling like saying, you see what God, on my birthday, God speaks to me, pa. So you begin to even treat your secretary better than the woman God gave you. It's like you have become wiser. You can choose better than God. And for the foolishness of the secretary, she should be enjoying it. Somebody's husband. When he's staying with you after work, you ask him, won't you go to your wife? Why are you staying with me? You are enjoying it. You say, my boss is lovely. You are a devil. There is no love in sin. Fake fathers. Sometimes you would take someone's pastor as your father. But that is not the shepherd God has given you. Sometimes, Charlie, pastors look nice on television. Oh, I feel like preaching this temper. Hey, if today were not my birthday, I would preach this matter here. But let me put this thing down. Hey, in Mark chapter 11, I'm going there. Jesus saw a fig tree, and Bible says that from far, it looked like every condition there was perfect. Green leaves. And he thought that, boy, this might be the most fruitful fig tree ever from far. It was beautiful, looked fruitful. But when he got near, he cursed the tree. Say, hey, sir, would you need to have it? When you are far, the pastor is anointed. When you are far, the pastor is great. But when you are brought near, you will see that that is barrenness sitting there. That is devil sitting there. Charlie, it's not every sunshine that is gold. Oh. From far, on the telly, you know, the pastor may look more anointed than your local pastor. But God is wise. He said, I will give you shepherds after my own heart. That's why from far, somebody's husband looks like he's lovely. He's a demon in the house. Yeah, you cannot tell until when you come closer to the fig tree to know whether it has fruit or it is deceptive. Jesus said, how could you deceive me because I was from far? Your leaves look like you have fruit. Yeah, everything about you, the facade is great. But your content is bogus. So from far, you see that sometimes a church looks more powerful than your church because you are watching television. These media people, they can do magic. Can do magic. Yeah. The movies, it is media people doing magic for us. Sometimes you see like Titanic is happening. The whole thing is on a swimming pool. The whole Titanic, they acted it on a swimming pool. Can you imagine? Tell somebody, manage. I'm feeling this preaching power. This guy became like a pig, which was even an abomination to Israelite. You just don't go near swine if you're an Israelite. He started crossing every line that he was not supposed to cross. Anyway, benefit number one. When you stay under the covering of the Lord, the Father's covering produces more than enough for even strangers. The Father's covering produces more than enough for even strangers. Verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's
have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. So you could see clearly that even strangers who were under the covering of the Father, they had so much provision and surplus to spare. Now imagine the covering. You know, Bible says that God shows mercy to the righteous and the unrighteous. So sometimes God even helps or protects the unrighteous. Now imagine those of us who are righteous in Him. So the Father's covering, if you are a child of God, if you are in a church God has planted you and you stay there, you will see that the covering will produce more than enough for your life. If strangers have surplus to spare, then boy, real sons and daughters of the Father will have inheritance that will be transgenerational. If your amen is louder, may you receive more than enough. Number two, the Father's covering produces mercy and compassion for more chances in life. It produces mercy and compassion for more chances in life. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise the Lord. He was not sure. He was coming saying that, don't even make me one your son again. Just make me one of your servants. But the Bible said, when the father saw him a great way off, the father had compassion. The father started running. Had compassion. When you are under the care of Jesus Christ, he shows you compassion. You are going to a surgery, you are afraid, you can't pray, mercy will be there for you. Children are growing, you don't know how they are turning out and all of that. Mercy will be there for you. I would say, when Jesus saw the people there, as if they were like sheep without shepherd, he had compassion on them. And he fed them. He saw a man who was, he saw sick people. I would say, he had compassion. Compassion precedes supernatural help. Whenever God's compassion is activated, he's about to do some good thing for someone. He had compassion on this guy. He ran. He didn't allow the boy to run. He ran and fell on his and kissed him, showed him mercy. And you know, most of the times when we preach about mercy, we look at when you have entered into the pit and God bringing you out. But real mercy is typified by the mercy seat, where the mercy seat has the blood of atonement, so that you are not exposed to the judgment inside the ark. So real mercy prevents you, is preventive, is going to help you to avoid the disaster that others will be exposed to, because there is the blood on the mercy seat that doesn't let you see the disaster. I'm saying that real mercy will make you run away from the sister before you have erection. Oh, leave me alone. Okay, people are not trying to understand what I'm preaching. I have to preach this thing very well. It's a real mercy today will make you miss your transport. Yes, so that the accident will be far away from you. It's not when the car is somersaulting and you'll be saying, you're right here, no. The mercy seat is there so that you are not exposed to the danger. But in case you become like the case of this guy, God's mercy can still be reckless. His love will be chasing you. This man was always looking in the window. Why is this guy coming back? Is this guy coming back? It's like the guy disconnected, but the father never disconnected because of covering. When Jonah was still in the belly, I hope you know that it is God who commanded the fish to swallow Jonah. We call it Fishipian Airways. Because God knew that Jonah cannot handle the waves of the sea. So he provided a nice mobile hotel. Fishipian Airways. And it is that ship, that fish airline
that took him to Nineveh and vomited him in that region that ahana nanka woba na ufa baby fronti afia dia medwa bedu baby esa oba. This is fried fish A234. Now we are in Nineveh. This is your destination. Koye wejuma. That is God showing him mercy. Because the people didn't throw him into the sea for him to survive. He threw Jonah into the sea for him to die. But God was merciful. Is God talking to somebody at all? Because in that belly of the fish, he was recognizing the presence of God. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. When you see your first $100,000, what are you going to do? What will be your first thought? Your first $1,000,000. Your first 10 mil. Hey! I remember the first time somebody gave me like a substantial amount of money. In this Nigeria, huge money. I came. I wanted to sleep. My wife didn't allow me to sleep. She went into my guy. So what did you bring? I said, oh, nothing. And she went into my pack everything. She saw money. She spread the money on the ground. She arranged the money. I was sleeping. She tapped me. She said, wake up, wake up. Poverty has been put to shame. Wake up. So I woke up. When she talked, tango. When we woke up in the morning, I had an idea that, Charlie, this money, a greater portion must go to the church. Yeah, I said, we're going to sow. He said, no problem now, but we'll still get some. Yes. Church was built, and just said, the church have a greater portion. If we are not dead, God will do more. I mean, if God gave me Job's wife, when I said greater portion should go to the church, I will hear. Because people don't understand that it is the Father's covering that keeps giving us more provisions. The sky. I'm praying that you will really, really align under the canopy of Jehovah. Because me, I see prophetically that God is about to take Keeper's House people to another level. Yeah. That amen is louder. Yeah. May you be one of those candidates that God is going to really honor. Mercy. Somebody shout mercy.
Mercy.
Showed mercy, power. Mercy was on God. Number three, the Father's covering guarantees supernatural restoration or reinstatement. Please make your note. It is the covering of the Father that will guarantee your restoration from everything you've lost and from every position that you lose. In verse 21 and 22, the Bible said, and the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Look at verse 22. But the Father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his what? On his feet. So this guy, in his mind, he lost his position. In his mind, he lost his status. But the Bible said that the Father restored this guy. He restored him. Bring the finest robe. Put on shoes. Put rings on him. You know, Job, when he went through a lot of tribulations, the Bible said in Job chapter 1, he lost everything. In chapter 42, because he stayed under the covering of the Lord, even by pressure from friends, pressure from spouse. This Christianity is not a small matter. Sometimes pressure will come. Charlie, let's go to the shrine and get the baby. I'm tired. And in the offices, the conversations favor shrines and traditional rituals that make things work fast. And now they will now justify it like is it not also God? There's one God. It's a lie. It's not one God though. When we cast out demons here, do you think it's God casting out himself? It's all on God. In your workplace, they will not tell you, join some lodge, you will rise quickly. Job, he said, though he slays me, yet will I save him. The truth of the matter is that this Christianity, sometimes it can give you fire. Can give you pepper. Sometimes it can give you, can show you shaking. It's not a small matter. Sometimes your faith will mess you up. But the Bible says all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. They stay. Paul said, nothing shall separate me. Now, in fact, I wish the Bible would have said, nothing will misalign me from the alignment of Jesus Christ. He said, I'm persuaded that neither depth nor height, angels or demons, Charlie, there are options in this life. Oh. Angels are there, demons are there, God is there, Satan is there, depth are there, heights are there. But he said that nothing shall separate, not tribulation, not hunger. All these things can make your head shake, Brian, like that. I asked a sister, I told her sister, I said, you are going to marry. He looked at me and said, Damn. Then she said, after 30 something years, Dabenda. I said, I don't know. But the word of God is true. They that wait upon the Lord, they shall never be put to shame. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? Yes. I know we have been singing the song. The song, sometimes a song will sweet you that you don't look at. You don't look for. Go and read Psalm 34. The whole song was Psalm 34. Say, I saw the Lord, he heard me and he answered me. Job, in the problem, he stayed with God. Chapter 42, verse 10. The Bible said, the Lord restored Job. Job chapter 42, verse 10. The Lord what? And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Because he stayed. Tell somebody, stay. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, stay. And tell somebody, I see you staying with the Lord. No matter what you are going through. And the covering is going to speak for you. Now tell somebody, the covering still works. And it shall still speak. It works so. There's one lady here. They always tell her a medical report, this thing is going to kill you. I say, man, forget about this. You are not dying. I pray for you. I say, you are healed. Go. They will go. They will. She will go again. They will change the report. The covering still works. It works. Please look at my face. Hear the word of God from my mouth. And tell yourself, say, I, Francis, based on the word of God, I believe that the covering still works. Cancer will not kill you, baby. No, the covering works. He is still our physician. He is still our healer. It works. If God says you marry, you marry. Oh, you marry, cry. If God says you have children, you have them. It works. And this guy lost all his resources when he met the father and came back to the father's house. Remember, even when the father ran for him, the restoration happened in the house, not by the wayside. The house, inside the house, where the covering is. Praise the Lord. Bible says that I will send you help from my sanctuary. Yes. Sometimes if you are not careful, you become just a wayside Christian. You know, the grace of God. Now, oh, you're rough, you're bonding. You are using your faith. You are misbehaving around by the wayside. You lack root in the soil. But when you come to the house, you will sit down. You will sit to eat. You will not stand to eat. You will be treated as royalty. It's not a basa-basa life. It's a life of rest. A life of assurance. A life that shows you the kitchen and shows you the dining table. And when you are eating, don't eat to be choked, because there is more from where you are. I feel like preaching this thing. Yeah. Why are you like that? Sometimes when you don't see the kitchen, you eat anyhow. Or when you are not entitled to go to the kitchen, you want to eat as if you are in a competition with the world. An adult that steals food from the fridge is really mad. Children can steal food though, because brain no develop very well. The adult will steal food. Nah. Look at someone say, nah. You know, I normally talk about this example. There was a season, a woman gave me a lot of chicken for youth camp meeting and then kept supplying me chicken. Every month she was giving me chicken. I used to pray with the woman. So, our house was full of chicken. The boys always used to live with myself and my wife. So, Alfred and the rest, when the chicken started coming, they would go, they would just take chicken. Everyone would be cooking their own cooking. they would make sure the moth is sweating. Let's check. Take a chicken, fry, and then so the chicken now was, and then when they got, then you be chewing the chicken with the mouth. So, mommy used to say, "You I say, relax, just relax for them. Chicken, eat their plenty. They chew chicken. So I realized that now the chicken when we bring, the chicken doesn't reduce. I said, oh, why? The woman will say, I want to bring you chicken. I said, the older one is still there. So I realized actually, on where we are chicken, they were saturated. So now chicken was free. And I'm coming. I was not minded about those guys in my house. So I now taught myself, I said, Kai, if I knew that I would grow and chicken will be in abundance in my own fridge, that it will not even be appetizing to me. And when I was young, I used to lift fish from soup. Soup is boiling. I'll put my hand inside. Oh, Yahweh! They will say whatever. I say, me. I've not seen that fish. Yes, one woman whose kitchen window was opposite my mother's kitchen window. I will still, you mention my name, hey, Kobana, I will run with the fish and everything to wherever I will run to. If I knew that I would grow, have a fridge full of chicken and fish, and I would not be interested, I wouldn't have ever stolen fish from soup. Some of the things that you are anxious about today, you are desperate about today. Tell somebody, chill out. Give time, time. Give what? Time. Give time, time, and give God time. Restoration will come. And the restoration will be so much that you will not even remember the miseries of yesterday. I see that is becoming the story of somebody. If that is your story, clap your hands, stand on your feet, and shout restoration! And tell about five people, tell them that the covering of the Lord in my life is still working. It's still providing for me, protecting me, giving me access. Come on, move to about 10 people, talk to them. Say the covering is working and it still works. It still works, it still works. I want you to move to people. It still works, it still works. It's working. I want to see the people on the camera. It still works, it's still, I want to see you, come on now. It still works. The covering works. Is the covering still working for somebody here? There's somebody waiting upon the Lord still works. Faith in Christ still works. The power of God is still at work. And my restoration is here.
Praise the Lord. Do you see your prosperity? Do you see your provision? Do you see your restoration? Whatever you have lost to time, may the Lord restore you in the name of Jesus. May you never see a wastage of your portion. May your portion never be dried. May it never be wasted. I'm not hearing the amen. The second quarter of the year, receive restoration from Jehovah. As a child of God, you will not beg from any stranger. You will not feed swines and eat from the food of swines. Hunger will not ravage yourself. May the Lord give you abundance. May the Lord give you more than you ask for. That amen can be louder, shouted. Let heaven know you are interested in the matter. Raise your hand and shout a louder amen. Prophesy, say, I receive restoration. I receive all my goods. I receive the supplies from the hand of Jehovah. Whatever God has in his plans for my life, I pray for its activation right now. Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Father, let there be a restoration. La kapata la bahaya. Let there be supernatural restoration. Father, let there be a supernatural restoration in my life. Let there be a supernatural restoration in my life. Let there be supernatural restoration in my life. In the name of Jesus, raise your hand and say, Father,
I pray.
Show me compassion. And show me your mercy.
And show me your mercy.
Rescue me with your compassion.
Rescue me with your compassion.
And with your mercy.
And with your mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Whatever wants to deal with me, let your mercy overrule that judgment. Open your mouth right now and pray. In the name of Jesus, overrule every judgment by the power of your mercy. By the power of your mercy, cancel sickness, cancel any form of unfruitfulness, any weakness, cancel it by your power. By the power of your mercy, show my business mercy. Can you pray now? Show my ministry mercy, my business mercy, my family mercy, my siblings mercy, my employees mercy, my ideas. Show us mercy. Shakolakapataya. Your children will receive mercy. May God show your children mercy. Born and unborn. Your spouse. May the Lord show your spouse mercy. Ikolapatalakapaya. Itoramatose. Ishekwalapataya. Atula Klapeto. Esole Peliasa. Eshala Kalapa. Thank you, Father. I like the benefit number one. The covering of the Father even provides more than enough for strangers.
Oh, yes.
Even for strangers. That means God can show you favor.
Amen.
And make you blow. By favor.
Amen.
Make you have more than enough to spare.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Sabadaba. The building we are building, we will not lack one day.
Amen.
Before the need will arise.
Yes, Lord.
There will be more than enough to spare.
Amen.
That amen is not coming out at all.
Amen.
And before we finish building, you will have more than enough to build your own houses.
Amen.
Your business, oh, it will never go down.
Amen.
Even strangers' businesses are doing well under covering.
Oh, yes.
You, a child, your business, your ministry, your marriage, they shall do well. You have more than enough to spare.
Amen.
From today, may you receive more than enough in the name
Amen.
Of
Jesus.
Lift your hand and say, Father,
Father,
me and my house,
me and my house,
we receive
the
more than enough benefit,
the more than enough benefit
of your covering.
Of your covering.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer, and then we close. We pray for more than enough. More than enough as your children. Let there be more than enough. Receive the oil for more than enough. Receive the grace for more than enough. Receive the covering for more than enough. Ebereso seperi
eshalabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabad
enough.
I want you to prophesy. I want you to take some 1 minute to prophesy. All the 3 points we have prayed about. Prophesy. My life is made better by the covering of the Lord, by the supplies of Jehovah. As I step out there, everything is working out for my good. All the lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Bring the communion. All the lines are falling. Come on, can you prophesy? Just prophesy. Let's take dominion. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy. That job, I'm getting the best part of that job. I'm getting the best part of that promotional pie. I'm getting the best part of that visa. I'm getting the best part of this, my marriage. Hey, kata la man sali kapaya. Prophesy. Prophesy. The pregnancy I'm having, I receive restoration. It shall not be one child. It shall be one boy, one girl. It shall be multiple children. In my womb, my tubes are producing ovaries. I'm no longer going to be short of ovaries. My system is functioning to perfection. Open your mouth. My business is prospering. I declare right now, my business shall prosper. My business is prospering. It's doing great. It's doing well. It's doing mighty. It's doing mega. My business, the work of my hands, is prospering. Prophesy. Take dominion. Speak. Take. Decree. Make a decree. My hands will be sufficient for my life. My God. I will never lack money in my hands. I will never lack help. Share the communion. I will never lack servants. I will never lack destiny helpers. I will never lack help and helpers. I will never lack. I receive divine enlargement. I receive blessings. Let's be very quick. Thank you, Father. Prophesy. Prophesy. I receive grace.
I receive
help.
I receive help.
Sufficient help. Wherever I go, whatever I do is prospering. In the mighty name of Jesus. Prophesy. Prophesy. I will not be poor. I will control resources. I will control markets. I will control products. I will control narratives. Can you prophesy?
I will control the
narratives in the industry, narratives in the market. I will control everything that I am involved in, I am engaged with. It shall prosper. I see prosperity. I see success on every side. Oh, God is opening a door for you. The Lord is opening a door for you. Your doors are open. Your way is open. Your peace is restored.
Amen.
Your prosperity is established.
Amen.
Receive peace. Receive restoration.
Receive
blessings.
Receive
grace.
I receive
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.